time crime. And let's go to Jeff O'Donnell.
Mike, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. This is the Illinois Senate race. This is Tammy Duckworth's race. It not only has several impossible, what do we call them?
Real-time crime spikes. We call them
crime spikes. That was it. Crime spikes.
Crime spikes.
And it has a back down as well. A loss of votes like nothing else yet tonight. There we go.
Wow, Mike. Look at this, everybody.
That's a million votes up and a million votes down. You know, a million votes here and a million votes there, and eventually it adds up to real, you know, real elections.
Right. Okay, I really want I want a screenshot. Jeff, if you could send me some screenshots. I got my social media gal. We're getting hundreds of thousands all across social media. They're sharing this. Herschel Walker one went crazy. I want you to send me this one, send me others, but can you explain this one?
Well, I can't really explain it. I can't.
There is no explanation.
But you see that I'm actually surprised that this was as close as it is. And what happened here, though, was you had an update at Eastern Time. What is that? 10:42 of about a million votes for Duckworth. And pretty much none for the other person. And then you see, it wasn't like it was something that came right back. It's like we kept on having a little more updates. And then suddenly there goes the million votes back down again. So it almost hides the fact that you have these very, very big spikes. That some of them are very large in terms of the difference between there.
Right. Let me try and wrap my head around this. If I didn't know anything and I had to explain this, I would say early on there, if you don't put the image back up, please, Logan. Okay, if you can point with the cursor, somebody needs to mute, Logan. Mute them all except for us here. Okay. Jeff, you see where the real time or the first spike there, that was what, maybe 20,000 votes that went up there? Or what do you, can you guys take us through each real time crime spike?
From about 291 to 396. So that was about 100,000 votes right there compared to about a couple thousand for the other other one.
Right, right.
Yep. Then this one.
That one's a big one here, everybody.
Yep, this one goes from 569 to 817, so that's about 200 and let's call it 250,000. And right. The other person got 385, you know, maybe 100,000. So it was a 2-to-1 right. or so.
So if I was looking at this, Jeff, when they wanted that Democrat to take that big lead. And now you go over there to that big, huge spike where a million votes up. Would that be let me explain to everyone. Everything goes through at this Edison report, which is a monopoly out in New Jersey. Is that correct? Right?
Yes.
Okay. So everything goes through this report. Now, that million person spike there, million vote spike, could only be done with computers, obviously, right?
One would imagine it would be difficult to come up with a way that someone could have accidentally keyed in an extra million votes. But so we don't know where, you know, we don't know at what point because of the confusing and mystifying way that the vote counts get from the counties to Edison and the media. Right. We don't know at what point that this might have happened, this number. And that's, you know, part of the problem in it. There's no accountability, and we're talking about all these black box systems. There's another one
right.
that we just
the one thing we do know is that you can't take a million votes, cannot go the other way. Not even one vote can go in the negative, everybody. Here we're counting ballots as they come in. One, two, three. All of a sudden, wait, am I up to three? No, I'm at negative two. I mean, it doesn't happen, everybody. It's impossible. So this is something else.
It's stuff like this, Mike, that points out that you just can't trust the system at all.
Right, right.
Because, you know, even if you say, okay, this wasn't done in an attempt for fraud, let's you know, give that you know, supposition. What kind of system that's used in our elections, something as important as our elections, allows this to happen?
Right.
How?
Right. Yeah.
Anything
even
that
if it wasn't. Yeah, you make a good point. Even if it wasn't fraud, everybody, we had reports so far of 19 states, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more when the dust clears tomorrow. 19 states where all day long voting machines went down in every county, every state, where all of a sudden, hey, you got to put your ballot in a box, right? And I'm getting a lot of feedback from your end there. Logan, somebody's got their microphone on yet or something. But Jeff, this is, you know, I think people need to know you're not just making up these little graphs. These come from what's being voted in real time from the Edison report when they do updates, correct?
This is through Edison Research is the name of the company. And this is actually taken from CNN, but every media company of any size gets their data from Edison Research. So it's, you know, basically you can say it's CNN or Edison, or, you know, last year it was New York Times. They didn't do it this year, you know, et cetera. So,
right. But this Edison, every vote in the United States goes through Edison, right?
It's pretty much the only place you can say that. Yes.
Well, pretty much, or it is the only place.
It is the only place. I mean, the only other would be, you know, the newspapers, you know, the newspapers that print everything.
That's got to be one of the biggest monopolies that ever there ever was, when every vote goes through this Edison Research in New Jersey, right? They're in New Jersey?
They are in New Jersey.
Yeah, and but, I don't know the significance of that, but it's just, so these are reports coming right out of what? Right out of the machines, correct? It's what the machines are telling
ultimately, you. Ultimately, they came from the machines and probably passed between 2 to 4 different portals on the way to the newspapers. Mike, Garland.
Mike, you made an important point that I just want to make sure everybody understood, because we talked about it very, very quickly. But you said that this has to be some type of electronic type of fraud, because you can't load this many ballots in that short of a time frame. There, it's just not possible. So even if you take one of the smaller spikes there, Jeff, the one I think was at 2323, which is before the big one, but even that one. The smaller one, and let me I'm going to get the cursor on that one. Okay. Yeah, just bring the cursor on the small. Yeah, so let's just take the smaller one. That's not possible. I don't see any way that is possible without some type of electronic manipulation of the results, because you can't process that many ballots that fast. In a given state. So there's something wrong there, and I just wanted to point that out again, because I thought you made a really quick point, but we glossed over it really fast.